If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Joining us this morning to talk about whatever is on his mind, and knowing him, I'm sure it'll be something on your mind too. Richard Roper, good to have you here, Rich.
Bob, it's so exciting to be here. Thank you.
And have we done every Pope story, every sidebar, every feature now? Is there anything left?
You know, here's the incredible thing. He was just elected Pope. It's only been a week, but because the media is so condensed and the, you know, social media is everywhere, doesn't it feel like he's been Pope since, like, the late 70s?
Yeah, you can't remember a time when he wasn't now,
but
right?
Think about this, Bob. Usually when someone becomes world famous, there's a whole buildup, whether it's a president or Muhammad Ali or Michael Jordan or Donald Trump was very famous before he ever, you know, announced that he was going to run for president. In the case of the Pope, 8 days ago, almost no one knew who this man was, this cardinal. Even within the Catholic Church hierarchy, he was 100-1, the odds. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I know the odds on the Pope might tell you that I'm a little bit of a Catholic who needs some help.
I can tell.
But then in one day, he becomes arguably the most famous and one of the most influential humans on the globe, in the face of the earth. It's crazy.
And anyone who ever was next to him in an elevator or...
Yeah, I got stories.
In a restaurant. What about the Pope's brother now? Is this going to be another Billy Carter deal?
That's a great comparison. You know, we've had these presidents, you know, Roger Clinton, even Nixon had a brother who was, you know, wanted to, I don't know, do fast food restaurants. Well, it's interesting, too, because I think you got to give these guys a little bit of break. Everybody who has more than one sibling knows there's the one sibling you can invite to company functions, meet the girlfriend or the boyfriend, whatever the kid. And then there's the other sibling. You're like, oh, we really want to ask him. You know, he's going to be hitting the punch bowl. So you got the one brother who's in New Lenox, who's the mild-mannered, nice guy, teacher type. And then you got the other guy who's down in Del Boca Vista, right? Mm-hmm. And he's got a lot of opinions. And he's already starting to tone it down. His Facebook now has been turned to private. Because, all you know, they go digging, and all of a sudden, he's on Piers Morgan. Again, you know, guy's just having his life in Florida. Next thing you know, Piers Morgan is interrogating him about a tweet he reposted in 2022.
Well, so, and those posts were pretty outrageous, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure, my guess is, you know, Godfather 3 style, there may have been a late night call on a landline, just a conversation. Maybe we'll tone it down. So, the brothers weren't media savvy either. You know, they weren't media savvy people. So you kind of, you know, they were giving interviews to everybody. I think everyone's going to scale back a little bit.
Didn't the Pope tell his brother, be careful? I think he said something to him already.
Well, he knows his brother.
Yeah, apparently. You know,
siblings are siblings. Doesn't matter if one of them walked on the moon or is the Pope now.
Yeah, but it will be interesting to see how the lives of people close to the Pope change.
Well, even his home, as you know, his home in Dalton, all of a sudden people are making a pilgrimage there. And he grew up in an area in Dalton that's only a couple of blocks away from Riverdale. I was at 156th in Maryland. There's no signs or anything there. You know, the line's waiting. And he was at 141st. So, you know, a little bit of a difference there, but very similar upbringings. And of course, you know, it was amazing to hear. First, I was hearing the Pope is from Chicago, and then I'm hearing from people saying he's from Dalton. And I'm like, what?
And are the news anchors pronouncing your town correctly?
Well, this has been a thing forever, Bob. And, you know, this was, you know, Dalton was in the news a lot last year, but not for great reasons.
Yes.
You know, so, people try, but you hear Dalton a lot or Dalltown. And it is Dalton. For the record, it's Dalton. George Dalton founded the village back in the 19th century. And then his two sons, the Dalton boys. And I'm sure one brother, you know, back then was saying things more than the other one. But it's Dalton, just so everybody knows.
And as long as we're still having this Popopalooza here, do you want to clear up your post? You put this on X when?
The day the Pope was elected. And that's why I'm here, Bob, to set the record straight. I told everybody else, if you want to get my official statement, you got to listen to Bob Surratt on 7:20 a.m. WGN. So here was the tweet. I said, the new Pope was raised in my hometown of Dalton. I think I struck him out once in Little League, and he vowed to one day bring the wrath of God on me. I'm cooked.
I saw that.
Well, first of all, he's older than me, okay? He would have been a Babe Ruth when I was in Little League. Second of all, it was a joke. The wrath of God part. Now, imagine, like, in 1965, I strike out Rob, the little leaguer, and then he turns and says, "I will one day bring the wrath of God upon you when I become Pope."
Good story.
So, Little League Baseball contacted me. They were so excited, and I said, "You know, I don't know if he. I don't think he.
They really did.
They really. I swear. They were so excited, and several news organizations just went with it. Chicago columnist says he struck out the Pope." Now, for the record, he hit a double off of me, okay? No, I didn't know the Pope, okay? It's a joke.
So, is the Catholic Church going to buy the old house where he lived, and are they going to put some money into that church that has, come, is in disrepair now?
It's a great question. I mean, I think with the house, maybe something, but with the church, on a serious note, the reason it fell into disrepair is because, a lot of parishes have closed. St. Jude the Apostle, where I went to school, actually in South Holland, Illinois, at one point, you didn't have enough students. So it's one thing to get the money to rebuild it and maybe turn it into some sort of a museum. I think that would be cool. I think reopening it as a parish is probably not going to happen.
But now they've canceled the plans for the Little League tribute, right? The statue in the Little League park.
You know how the Major League players are sitting in the stands for one of the games? They were hoping to get the Pope down the third base line in Williamsport. Not going to happen, Bob. Not going to happen.
Richard Roper, sponsored by AmericanEagle.com, web design development and digital marketing agency, AmericanEagle.com. It says here, Richard, that you will be with us every Thursday at this time. I hope that's true.
If it says it there, it must be written.
See you next week.
Thank you, Bob.